Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Nikki. Okay, people, I really attempted to be very consistent. I really attempt to do this when possible. But last week, I could not do it. I was challenged and made a tough decision to go on pause. So I want to say thank you for being patient. Now, why I put myself on pause was because of the women's basketball championship game. Yep. That's what it was. I screamed and yelled and rejoiced so much with the family that I lost my voice. It was worth it, though. It really was worth it, too. My hometown ladies did their thing in bringing home the title and going down in history as one of the 10 teams to have an undefeated record throughout the season to end it with a big win. That's huge. And although they went into the championship game undefeated, it did not appear that they were the respected ones. That team had to earn their spot. There definitely were no handouts here. None. Okay? Now, the scale was tilting towards the most unpopular player on the court. Now, we are not taking away talent from anyone. What we are saying is that the media seems to have thought this one person was going to beat a true team. Granted, she did win against many, but South Carolina is a truly, truly dedicated team who have not lost a game the entire year. And now that says a lot. The coaching is impeccable. The strategy that I saw displayed by South Carolina was impressive. You know that saying, there is no I in team. Well, they were the epitome of team. South Carolina played the entire squad practically. They gave rest and rotated the players strategically. And when the new players came in, they were just as good as the starters. Impressive. What's that? What's that saying? You do not put all your eggs in one basket? Well, I felt like a proud mother. This game was very emotional. You saw it in the coach, but you did not see it in the players. They stayed focused and they did what was needed. Play ball. Now, this is what I noticed. This one player, Bree Hall, played the entire game, although she could not make, she made about 2 baskets out of 12 attempts, but that did not faze her. She held down her opponent, the favored. Bree guarded her like a hawk, to the point she received a foul for face guarding. I didn't even know that existed in basketball. Learn something new every day. Now, I say this to say, persistence paid off. Remember? Persistence. The coaches never took Bree out for missing her shots. She had a purpose to fulfill, and she did it. She did it. The basket attempts were just opportunities. If she made it, great. If not, no biggie. The other player that was on the court to make the baskets will do it. Okay? Dawn Staley and the coaching squad. Y'all did y'all thing. Loved the game. Can you tell? Just imagine. The women's game had more viewers than the men, but got paid only 27% of the revenue the men received. 27. Now, the men received approximately $19.3 million, and the women received approximately $5.2. The women's game generated $1.2 billion, approximately. Something is terribly wrong. Something is terribly wrong. And I spent some time thinking about this, like saying to myself, like, where, what's going on here? Are we still back in the BC times? I'm not quite understanding this, but okay. Next year, they claim they're going to give them more money or whatever. It probably still won't be equal to the men, and I know that they watch it more, but these women, they balled out. they balled out, and I really enjoyed it, I must say. Anyway, I spent some time talking about this just to share in the lesson and to explain to you why I wasn't on. I didn't put anything up, but I do want to lead into my topic, a nice segue into the topic that really gets under my skin. And it's a slick and manipulative way I notice this type of person possess. And we're talking about the bullies. The bullies. Now, this is a person who habitually seeks to harm or intimidate those who they perceive as vulnerable. You know, bullies come in different shapes, sizes, ages, positions. The list is hefty. They can be in great disguises too. Great disguises. You would not even suspect that the person was a bully. They can be right in your camp, someone you hang with all the time, and you don't even realize it, or someone you admire. It can be even a parent, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, sometimes they don't even recognize it. A parent. See, this is not about kid bullying. We're not talking about kid bullying. This is some adult bullying-ish we're talking about. Okay? We're talking about adults. You have to wonder, what's your problem? What's your issue with me? It's pretty baffling. Mind-boggling, actually. Mind-boggling. You bullying someone? How old are you? You know? And here you are. You can be minding your business, focused on you. Let's say you're going out, going to an event, dressed to the nine. And here comes the bully who wants to kick dirt in your face and trip you up, attempting to ruin your plans, all to stop you from accomplishing what you set out to do. That's their goal. They like it. They feed on it. They will cause you angst and make you feel defeated all through intimidation, because the bully is on the hunt and looking for a prey. And if you, and this is the thing, it can be very subtle, where they test the waters to see how vulnerable you are. Then they go in and unleash their plan. For example, a person can be struggling with being overweight, and instead of trying to assist the person in the challenge of losing weight or proving them, you know, providing them healthy alternatives, the name calling begins. The word fat is used to describe them. And when they eat something, it opens the door for the bully to attack. And what does what does that do to the person? It crushes their spirit and confidence. They might not say anything, so the bully continues to say hurtful things to the person, causing them to become increasingly insecure, traumatized, or have a reverse effect on their health. The focus can now be on not eating, which is also unhealthy. This can lead to body dysmorphia. It has a downward spiraling effect on the person. It's pretty sad. But the bully is comfortable in this behavior and oftentimes think the reaction or sense of defeat is comical. It tickles them. It satisfies their thirst or hunger to continue the attack. And unfortunately, when this tactic is carried out, the target is not strong enough to defend themselves. Oftentimes, other people are around when it happens and say nothing, sometimes even join in. And when you witness bullying and do nothing and say nothing, you are condoning the behavior too. You're condoning it, becoming the predator just the same. Just the same. It's a doggone shame. It really is. Now, as a parent, you have an important role. You must be a teacher, protector, and nurturer all the same. Eventually, the time comes when you no longer parent and transition into the advisor or consultant role when your children become adults. Think about when you became an adult. It becomes a challenge for some to let go. Holding on to the parent role too long and continue to dictate instead of inquiring, they're so used to always being in control of their children's lives, they forget to listen. I'm talking to somebody out there. You know that. Inquire and get some input or buy in to the situation instead of choosing to enforce, dictate, and demand things of their children. Seeing no wrong in their actions. And this causes the children to feel cornered and not really knowing how to handle or diffuse the situation without disrespecting their parent. So they allow the treatment to continue. And this can turn into what? Resentment. Yeah? Why? The issue is not being addressed. This is what I call bullying in disguise. That's what I call it. Bullying in disguise. A person you call a friend can be a bully as well. Parent, friend, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, anyone in the family can be a bully. I had one for a long time in my life without me knowing it. And when I started to realize that they were bullying me, they had worn me out. And I did not feel that I had a voice. I would just let it go. I didn't want to deal with the issue because it required confronting her. Really, it did. And deep down, I knew she could not handle it. Every time I would mention that I spoke to a certain friend of mine, the bully's response would be, you know, she always looks so weird to me. She's so big. Now, what does that have to do with what I just said? But she would do this repeatedly until one day I just couldn't take it anymore. I said, why do you always do that? Why do you always say that? What's your problem with her? Do you have a problem with her? Has she ever done anything to you? I mean, come on, y'all. This is my friend she's talking about. Immediately, she goes, oh, I'm sorry. And became the victim just like that. Just like that, in the blink of an eye, she became the victim. She would have continued, too, if I had not questioned her and pretty much let her know I was not cool with it. I was angry at myself for not speaking up sooner. The nerve of her. Bully in disguise. Now, what does that tell you? A bully is usually weak and insecure, so they can deflect and turn the tables on you. Something is bothering them deep down that they are not addressing. I knew that bully was weak. I knew that she was weak because I didn't want to confront her. I knew she could not handle it. And same with the parent. The child does not want to confront their parent because they know that they can't handle the truth. So what should we do? Don't be a bully. Before making the decision to use your position, stature, or status to prey on someone, think again. Understand this, the negative impact it has on others, and leave people alone. Leave them alone. Let them be. If you are being bullied, speak up for yourself. Do not let it fester in you, causing you to snap, to react violently, which can result in a long-term punishment. You don't want that. Build up your confidence and know your worth, not what someone else has calculated as your worth. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki, be well, my people. Be well.